Ode to a Tomato. The streets drown in tomatoes. Noon, summer. Light breaks in two tomato halves, and the streets run with juice. In December, the tomato cuts loose, invades kitchens, takes over lunches, settles at rest on sideboards with the glasses, butter dishes, blue salt cellars. It has its own radiance, a goodly majesty. Too bad we must assassinate. A knife plunges into its living pulp, red viscera. A fresh, deep, inexhaustible sun floods the salad of chili, beds cheerfully with a blonde onion, and to celebrate oil, the filial essence of the olive tree lets itself fall over its gaping hemispheres. The pimento adds its fragrance, salt its magnetism. Here we have the day's wedding. Parsley flaunts its little flags, potato thump to the boil, the roast beat down the door with their aromas. It's time, let's go. And upon the table, belted by summer, tomatoes. Salts of the earth, stars multiplied and fertile, they show off their convolutions, canals and plentitudes and the abundance. Boneless, without husk or scale or thorn, grant us the festival of ardent color and all-embracing freshness.